Mount St. Vincent, 263rd Street and Riverdale Avenue, Riverdale, New York, 10471. Much material connected with Elizabeth Seton is housed in the archives of the Sisters of Charity of New York, located in Elizabeth Boyle Hall at Mount St. Vincent. These artifacts include a cap, belt, shawl, crucifix, and rosary belonging to Elizabeth Seton, the lockets with their miniature painted likenesses that she and William McGee Seton exchanged on their wedding day, January 25, 1794, and the gold brooch she wore on that day as well. The baptismal dress she made for her daughter Catherine. The Italian journal, also known as the Leghorn Diary, her personal account of the 1803 trip to Italy with her dying husband, written for her sister-in-law, Rebecca Seton. Several other diaries and letters. Oil paintings of her son William and of her great-granddaughter. The archives may be visited by appointment. 718-549-9200. 718-549-9200. Elizabeth Boyle Hall is a renovated carriage house that is one of the original fieldstone buildings on the Sisters of Charity Mother House grounds at Mount St. Vincent. It is named for Mother Elizabeth Boyle, friend and confidant of Elizabeth Seton, and early member of the Sisters of Charity in Emmitsburg, Maryland.
I began the Sisters of Charity in 1809 in Emmitsburg. In those early years of the community, Elizabeth Boyle was the dear old partner of my cares and bearer of my burdens. In 1817, I was so happy to send three sisters back to New York to staff the Roman Catholic Orphan Asylum at Prince and Mott Streets. But I did not live to see how the story of charity would unfold in my native city.
Orphanages and schools quickly multiplied. Sister Elizabeth Boyle, who had led the New York missions since 1823, was elected the first mother or leader when the New York Sisters became an independent community in 1846. The Sisters of Charity of New York established their mother house at McGowan's Pass, a rolling sweep of countryside, now part of New York's Central Park, at 5th Avenue and 107th Street. The city's plans to build the park soon forced the sisters back to house hunting. And in 1857, Mount St. Vincent moved to the site that has been its home ever since. Font Hill, on the banks of the Hudson, just within the city limits and south of Yonkers. Still standing at the mount is the Norman Gothic castle, which Font Hill's original owner, Shakespearean actor Edwin Forrest, built but never occupied. Near the front gate is the little lake with its grotto of Our Lady of Lourdes, described in Long Day's Journey into Night by playwright Eugene O'Neill, a boarding student at the Mount from 1895 to 1900.